Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was very good. I haven't even made that connection between that song and like Hat before that, either.
No.
Like,
no.
That's a moment of genius right there. Yeah. Thank you. Welcome to the Hat Chat podcast, episode 77, with your hosts, Chris Trott,
Ross Hornby,
and Alan Smith.
Now, we got a little email earlier in the week by a band called Furion. Wonderful ditty in, and they've got the long version, so please stick around to the end of the podcast because it's a longer version. And I met these guys at Download, and they gave me a t-shirt of their band.
Nice.
And they're like, oh, huge fans, here's a t-shirt of our band. I'm like, cool, I'll check them out. And then I wore it on one of our music practice streams, and they were really happy with that. Oh. And so they made this little finger for us, which is awesome. So hello to them.
Thanks for making that.
It's inspired.
If I found the right people here, they're post-hardcore music, which is actually something I really like. Alexis on Fire and stuff like that is considered post-hardcore. And it's, yeah.
Is there a pre-hardcore? Listen.
There is. It's just called, well, we had hardcore, and then before that, I guess softcore. Yeah, probably.
But
yeah.
Like post-softcore and then pre-hardcore.
Post-softcore, you're getting pretty hard.
You're getting really categorized there.
Yeah, too much. Well, I mean,
I think there was just a single day where hardcore existed, and then we're straight into the post.
Straight into post hardcore.
Medium rare core.
Or is medium core just core?
Exactly. I mean, God, this is quite the minefield of different categories and genres. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, thank you to Furion, though. I think I appreciate that.
Thanks,
so it was really good. I liked it.
Check them out.
Have you seen them live?
They could be a really good band. No, they were just at Download.
Just wandering around.
And they had a t-shirt. I think they're probably trying to promote their band a little bit, you know, organically.
Yeah.
But they just bumped into me. And I was like,
fucking t-shirt. Good. Mine's covered in dirt and shit.
Yeah,
nice.
Good. I get to roll around in the mud in this one now.
My other t-shirt's covered in dog shit.
Yeah. No, those exist.
Right then. You all know the drill.
Oh.
We've had our patrons come in and pick a hypothetical question, of which I pose three. And so, thank you, patrons, for doing that. Alex Smith, do you have the document? Are you able to give us the first one?
Yeah, I can see what that one is. The first hypothetical this week is, you've discovered a beautiful island upon which you may build your own society, and you can even make the rules. What's going to be the first rule you'll put into place? What's your first rule? No blinking.
No blinking? What a punishment.
No blinking. I saw you blink.
Do you feel like you have to completely start from scratch? So the obvious things like, don't kill each other. You're like,
Come on, guys. Let's not do that part. No killing.
That would be rule number one if that wasn't already established, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, everyone.
Purge week every full moon?
Everybody love everybody.
What week?
Purge week every full moon.
Jesus.
Purge week every full moon. That's your rule number one.
But what if everyone decided, like, you know, oh, all the people I don't like are dead now? Because the purge was always like based on them either having weird amounts of maniacal fun. I mean, the Purge films always seem quite thin to
me. I'll be honest, I've not actually seen any of them. Oh, I just love the idea.
It's just shit.
I mean, well, this is the thing. The first one kind of had a... Yeah, so the idea is interesting, but then it kind of just devolves a bit. And it's just like, you're right. Like, what's the point? It's supposedly... Mm-hmm. Like geared at, oh, this is like a stress relief. Like everyone needs to, you know, get a bit of an R&R, you know, get your stress out. Mm. But like, it doesn't cover things like tax fraud or doesn't really discuss like, yeah, different types of crimes. It kind of just rushes straight to murder and kind of that is the main focus. So then it just becomes like kind of a slasher film. But there's a whole cacophony of crimes that you could probably, well, yeah, tax crime, of course. I'm sure there are bank robberies and stuff. I haven't seen all of the films. There's quite a few now.
I could be committing tax fraud right now, and you wouldn't even know. It's not dramatic enough.
Well, no, it's not dramatic. Of course, I'm not saying they should literally focus just on that. But I'm just as a crime in general. Like, well, there could be all sorts of petty crimes that be going on. And they're like, well, enough. I'll save it for the purge. I'll save it for the purge. Oh, look at that shiny bike. That person's got to steal it on the purge.
Eliminate the need for taxation entirely by making the people in your little society put everything they produce into one place and then you distribute.
Yeah, creating a trade system everyone works.
Fully socialist. Communism.
But would you have to assign everyone a job then? Like,
yes, you would, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
According to their skills, yeah.
Okay.
I'd make what a if like someone's society.
Like, I had to train like their entire life to get that skill and someone just otherwise just fell into the job because they're just like, well, I know how to put these two things together and that's my thing.
We're just on a very tropical island here. What you trained in doesn't really matter. It's based on the context. Video editing? Probably not going to be that useful on a tropical island.
Social media, dead.
Do you want like a tourist video or anything like that? No.
I mean, you could be an entertainer.
Tourist board? Interested?
No? You could... Socially, you know, you'd still be successful because entertainers tend to be likable, and being likable within a society is one of the fastest ways to get the things that you need. You know, like you'd be fine.
You're going to elect a clown as your rule number one. There must always be one clown.
Well, I mean, if the people won't accept me as their benevolent dictator, which will be what will be required, you know, like if they don't accept me as a benevolent dictator, I will become their clown. Yes, I'll become the jester king. So I'll wear a crown made of leaves and I'll talk in babbled nonsense.
In riddles. I think Ross is right. We should probably get the basics first, right?
Get them out of the bat.
Immediately, I want to separate people by eye color. Have a hierarchical order of from lip size. So the thicker and bigger the lips, the higher in society you are, higher echelon of society.
And through selection pressure, a few generations go through, all of the big lippers are higher up in the social hierarchy, so they'll get to probably have more children or more opportunities, and it will be seen as desirable to have big lips. So the lips would get bigger and bigger and bigger, like they are now.
And it might cause a societal collapse when everyone can't distinguish who's got the biggest lips because everyone's got massive lips.
And everyone's
let's
going
not
blind.
Get to lip measuring. Come on. Let's not go that far. Bring out
blind.
The tools. Bring out a little fucking like...
The lip measure.
Okay. Oh, it's a millimeter bigger today. How's that happened?
The richest people in the society are like the lip balm dispensers. Like, you know, like they're the kings. They're big oil. It's just the people that have chapsticks.
They're novelty size at this point. Yeah. Just to get on that surface
just
area.
Cheat the system. But I think rule number one for me.
Yeah. I mean, let's just presume at this point that all of the little timer thing hasn't started, by the way, on the stream. Let's just presume that all of the big ones, don't steal, don't kill, don't do shit that upsets other people. Is probably, I mean, quite a hard rule to adhere to, but like, you know, to a reasonable level.
So rule number one, everybody love everybody.
ELE, exactly.
ELE,
which is
really love everybody.
Semi-pro, which is a fucking great comedy film.
It really I love for old school.
Underrated, I feel.
I think it is.
I mean, it was pretty well received.
It was the last of the big Will Ferrell comedies that I felt like, you know, like Step Brothers was one of them. Anchorman was one of them. Mm-hmm. After that, he did a few more comedies that I thought were a bit meh. And then he did some other films that aren't really comedies. But
yeah.
I'm still a fan. Do you want to do any more about this one? Or do you want to see the second?
I'm trying to figure out the more rules. I mean, let's say five rules.
I'm lost without this timer. I don't know how long we've spent.
Has it been an hour?
Oh, hold on, we've got a recording.
Let's
almost
wrap
10
up.
Minutes.
Let's wrap nice. It up.
Yeah, yeah. Let's call it there. Let's call it there.
Let's think of five rules. So, like you said, yeah, no murder and stuff. Let's say they're a given. I'm assuming these people have come from a society and wanted a better life, and you're like, well, I've got this beautiful island, and have you handpicked these people, or is it like a kind of a the ship crashed kind of scenario, and you're just dealing with strangers?
You could have a couple pre-rules for even getting on the island.
Okay. Like, oh, wow. I mean, so there's like a certification.
Would you
want to
be in charge? Would you want to be in charge is my big question.
God, no.
You wouldn't want to be.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be able to make the rules really stick. I think we need somebody.
Well, that's where you get an enforcer. That's where you get a lovable, slightly less intelligent enforcer.
Oh, okay.
I think what I'd like to do is be the guy that discovers the island that everyone then worships as like a cult-like religious figure.
Okay.
I'd fake my death.
Oh, nice.
So that then people would then revere me in martyrdom. Yeah. There'd be statues erected of me, and then I'd get like facial reconstruction surgery so that I could live in that society as like someone like second in command, not fully in command, so they don't get like the brunt of the politics and the people hating them, but enjoying that life. That I set up for myself. Ultimately.
You want to be the Wizard of Oz, ultimately.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's quite a good. That's quite a good system. So, I mean, I guess you could also maybe I could hide within the island before anyone gets there. So establish my personal roots and then hire someone to act as the leader. And then they'll bring everyone onto the island, and then I'll come out all glorified. From the leaves, I'm coming from the palm trees, and
from
I'm
the
there.
Leaves.
Yeah, I'll be just coming through the bush, and it'll be me. I'll be on a Segway. I'll roll up, and then I'll have a gold like kind of shawl maybe, and I'll go welcome. And then there'll already be a statue that I've made myself. There'll be photo. It'll be really really
fully
accurate,
nude?
Really good, fully nude. And it won't be like the statue of, was it David? Is it? Which it'll be a really big schlong. It'll be bigger than real life, because I think statues have to be larger than life. Yeah. I think you need to kind of worship them.
To that
degree.
What,
so,
what if it's got a fig leaf over it, but it's just not enough? Like
not
the fig leaf's like tiny.
Enough, yeah.
like they've tried, but like, God, this guy's got such a huge
dick.
Even though this is in marble,
thing.
They totally could have planned for it. But
And then I think that over time, people will then maybe go up to it and then kiss the tip. Just a little.
What if it slowly gets worn away over time, though?
That can happen. I think that can happen. It's like when people like kiss. Great Friars Bobby. Of course they. Is that brass statue?
It's made of a. It's a brass where the tip will become golden over time.
Yeah,
exactly. It'll be dirty.
So it reveals like gold leaf
darkened.
Underneath. Like
yeah.
Looks like when we were in Thailand. Remember that they had the gold leaf on the statues and stuff.
Yeah.
And
you put rubbings on.
Yeah.
So you literally rub gold into your knob.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gold knob. Yeah. Gold knob
gold
rubbings.
Knob rubbings.
Yeah.
So hold on. So Ross wants to be Goldfinger. So Trot wants to be the Wizard of Oz, and I want to be Lenin.
I guess so. Yeah.
I'll
be the mysterious character that they're like, why was he? How did he get here already? And then I'll disappear for months. I won't even like.
Network
it's
of
just the statue
tunnels.
That will remain. I will be in hiding for months on end, and then when I eventually reemerge, everyone's going to be elated. They're going to be like, "Wow, this whole place was crumbling until you were here." And then, obviously, I would have spoken to several strategists and tacticians about how to run this group of people. Spent a long time spying on them with cameras.
I like the way that you were worried about stability and worried about the rules, and you created the most unstable
situation. It's going to get feral, and that's when I come in. It's going to get feral. Then I'm coming in.
I think how much they'd revere him though. For
using knowledge I've acquired from experts.
This is a lot of
the
emotional manipulation.
Scenes, yeah, it is. I just pray they don't find my bunker before
emerge. What if they come down? You're there in your pants with a bowl full of popcorn.
For fuck's sake! And with like several screens. I'm like watching. Yeah. It's like Lost. It's like Lost. I'm just like watching them on cameras, and it's just like, fuck's sake, they found me.
You weren't meant to find me for another 6 weeks.
Oh, they bloody found me. They're knocking on. Fuck.
It'd be quite a funny film premise, actually. Imagine that, like a tropical island, and you have like the Lost kind of spoofing of like.
It probably exists. probably
does. A billionaire sets up an island and gets people to come to their island.
Cabin in the Woods?
What's that?
Cabin in the Woods is a bit like that.
That's very similar, isn't it?
Well, but the Cabin
Without
in the Woods
kind
is
of
very
revealing
much...
at the end and then becoming an overlord. That's my plan.
I feel like you'd
guns.
Be more playful than the Cabin in the Woods. Cabin in the Woods was kind of like a slasher horror. I just kind of want to do like a nice Lost. Like Lost meets, I don't know.
Lost without
Love
the others.
Island.
Yeah.
Lost meets Love Island, except that people actually have...
They're unaware.
There's an effect of living on an island. Yeah. You know, everyone gets really thin because they're eating coconuts.
Of course, yeah. Poor Hugo.
No local source of food.
Poor Hugo made that really unrealistic at the time. But he eventually lost a lot of weight, I think. Good on him.
Yeah. I mean, that's
the series,
by the bar.
That's
a different thing.
Series,
exactly.
Different
that's not
time.
Real. But like, yeah. I feel if you were trying to make me believe that they're actually on an island for any period of time, I'd like to see some Bear Grylls style challenge, you know, like...
You talk of belief. But there was something I was thinking about the other day. I was watching Foundation. And like, it was also in June as well, I think, where there's an element of realism.
That long ago. It only came out in October.
Sorry?
June.
Oh, no. Dune, I'll say.
Thank you.
Dune.
Thank you. Yeah.
But one thing that frustrates me about some of these shows, and I know they're fantasy, but like sometimes they never look like they've been in the scenario that they're in. Mm. As in... Sometimes their hair is always
pretty.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
It's like, when did you even have time to do your hair like that? Mm-hmm. Like, it's always, and obviously you've seen on Foundation, some of their hair is just like quite like complex.
Ornate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, to get that done in the period of time, and also you're in battle, they've never got dirt on their face. They're clean. Mm-hmm. It's like, that takes me out. That completely takes me out of the moment. And when you see that, you see a clean face, and you're like, you've been in a desert for this period of time. You're not grubby? What the fuck's going on? Like, that, I hate that. So that's my small gripe, if you share that opinion.
But for balance, I guess.
But I know it's a film, I know it's fantasy.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably understand this, but I suppose for balance, I'd say like, well, your two options are either, yes, you have like in Foundation, this ridiculously attractive operatic-like man as the as the emperor, who's like just cut out, chiseled out of stone. He gets a little bit grubby, but his hair is always like perfect and stuff, like you say. I guess it's like saying, we're going to draw a picture. Would you like the best artist to do it? Or would you like an artist not so good to do it? And it's just kind of like, well, I guess we might as well make every scene like so incredibly beautiful. But I mean, I agree. And I think that's kind of like where hard sci-fi and like this space sci-fi separates. And like Foundation definitely sits... Sorry, not space sci-fi, like a space opera kind of style sci-fi. It's very epic in its styling, Foundation, versus something like The Expanse is much more focused on like the physical impacts of space. So like the fact all of the belters are like weird, tall, malnutrition kind of people. Not all of them, but that's how they're trying to put it. That's great. And Lee Pace did look sunburnt though in one bit. That is true.
He looked a bit sunburnt. Yeah,
man. I didn't realize he's in something else that I've watched a while back. What's he in?
Marvel films, isn't he? Or was he Loki? Was he in Loki?
No, he was the bad guy in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay. That was it. He was Ronan, was it?
Ronan.
I mean, he didn't come through in that at all, but in Foundation, I absolutely love him. He's awesome. Foundation, I felt, did waver a little bit. What did you think? Have you watched all of it now, Ross?
Yeah, I've watched it all now. It's pretty good. I recommend anyone watch it. I feel like they crammed a lot in the last episode.
Yeah,
to get it
meandered a bit for a bit, didn't it? Like there was a lot
A couple of episodes, but I think that's kind of like telling for most. That happens in most series, right? There's always a couple of episodes in the middle which kind of a bit okay, sure. But was it the one Midnight Mass as well? I found there was a couple of episodes in the middle which were slow, but that happens, and then it paid off in the end. And I kind of enjoyed the ending of Foundation 2. I liked the way it kind of revealed some interesting stuff. So if you haven't watched that, I recommend it. I think it's on Apple. Is it on Apple TV?
Frustratingly. It's still one of the most unsubscribed services.
Although I think if people have iPhones, I think they do now offer like a free year with those.
Yeah.
But either way, it's worth watching if you can.
Though.
Of course, yeah. It's not
Apple TV is really good. It has, I think, better shows than Amazon in a lot of ways. Like there's just less choice, but Amazon, if I had to choose between Amazon Prime and Apple TV, I would choose Apple TV. I think Netflix is probably better than both.
It is a free trial.
Yeah,
binge watch it.
There's so many good
don't pay
shows on there. I mean, it's pretty good. Not that you need to give
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, that's on there. I really like For All Mankind. I bang on about it all the time, but For All Mankind is probably one of my favorite shows of the last 5 years.
Yeah,
it's really good. I really enjoyed it. About the space race and what of it. It's a little bit like Man in the High Castle, but without the fucking terrible
alternate
ending.
Alternate history.
Slightly alternate history. I love the Man in the High Castle until the last episode.
We actually went on quite a tangent there from the rules. I turned into an overlord. That didn't really cover any rules. Kind of just like, well, I'm going to become an overlord. You're going to have to accept it eventually when you've become feral and potentially killed many others. if there's only one of them left, I feel like I'm just going to have to kill them and start again.
Mm-hmm. I can lay down the law right now and say, come back after the break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
And you're back straight away. I imposed that rule, and if you were a victim of said rule, sorry, you're not a patron. You're not in the upper echelon of society like our patrons are, where they get the ad-free version. Thank
you. It's posted on Patreon. Grab it.
So, second hypothetical here, which might take a moment for us to think about. What are two things that you think are normal but become really strange when you do them repeatedly?
I'm trying to think of like something obscure, but also like
kissing your dog. Kissing your dog.
Stop now. But like, stop.
Where are you kissing them? Like on the head, or if you start tonguing your dog, that's not normal. For anyone who shares their tongue with your dog's tongue, that's not normal. Don't do it. My dog picked up a bloodied rag the other day. A bloodied rag. I almost threw up there and then. I was like, "Fuck me! Where did you find this bloodied rag? I can't. I had to wash his mouth. I'd like, a bloodied rag. Where did you find that bloodied rag? On the floor? Somewhere? Did you take it from someone?"
That's
those type of things. No way. God, no. His tongue, I don't even like it on my face anymore. It's just like, okay, I'm not doing that part. You can lick my hand, I'm immediately washing my hands. I see everything that he picks up in his mouth. And
really? So you don't like licking your face anymore then?
Well, I mean,
because I know a lot of people...
You shouldn't let your dogs lick your face, really.
You shouldn't.
Not really, no. Bacteria wise,
I do all the time.
I mean,
I lick back.
Is it you like
away from your lips and eyes and nose and ears?
Nah, in the mouth.
But he has got me in the ears before.
I have wondered this because, like, I know like plenty of people like dogs just do it, right? They end up doing it. But is it actually bad? Because I would try and encourage them not to if it was bad. But I've always.
But if you wash afterwards, you're fine. I think it's just a case of
I never wash.
It's bacteria, isn't it? You never wash. Sorry, did you say that?
So I said
you're a non-washer, fair enough.
Right, never wash.
Washer.
Ultimately,
never
got a bigger dog. A bigger tongue, and a lot of people don't really like being licked by dogs, so it's good tongue. To train them not to. Mochi's a huge licker. She licks everything, so I haven't trained her not to.
I'm lucky that anyway. Most of the time Murphy will just sniff and that's fine, but it's just the bloodied rag thing really fucking threw me off the other day. I've lost track. So what two things you think are normal but become really strange when you do them repeatedly?
Sneezing. You can do it twice, but then if you just keep fucking going, it gets like 20 to 30, it's a bit much, isn't it?
But it's just 20 a bit to weird 30, at that point. Yes, that's medical. Call a doctor. That's too many times. Yeah. 20 to 30 is a sneezing fit. Like I sneeze a lot. I can sneeze like four. I normally sneeze like four times when I sneeze.
That's brilliant.
And that's too many times. I hate that.
Such a decadent sneezer.
It's such a distraction. It throws you out of any kind of moment you were in before. You're just like, and you're just. It's just. I hate it. And it's loud. I can't even control the voice. I can't hold my sneezes either because it just makes me feel like I'm going to have an aneurysm. And that fear is. It weighs on me. I can't hold my sneeze in. Because then you have that kind of pressure behind your eyes and you feel like something's going to pop. And I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Eyes.
Yeah. I can't hold the sneeze in.
Ross just sneezes and suddenly blood's just coming out of his eyes, ears and mouth.
Kissing. Blood.
Well, after diving, my nose was a flood of blood.
Not which, a flood, but it certainly worried me slightly.
It was enough to make me fucking shit myself thinking of sharks again, which is, I already got that out of my mind, but the moment my nose started bleeding, sharks, that came to mind again. I don't know, body of water. No, I don't like this.
You're in England, just off the coast. I mean, there are apparently some sharks off the coast of England in the summer. But bear in mind that Australia is fucking full of them, and they have less than 50 shark incidents a year.
One of them could be
Ross. It's an irrational fear, exactly. It is, but I mean, I managed to get in the water. Mm. It wasn't so fearful that I was like, I'm not going in there at all.
Exactly. And honestly, when you came up twice with two different nosebleeds, I had to stop on remarking about that because I didn't want to worry you. But I was like,
could attract some wildlife.
That's not normal.
Some wildlife might get interested here.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know he's a little bit nervous about this, so I'll just be like, laugh.
It's fine, isn't it?
Oh my fucking God.
I'm surrounded by blood. Did someone get cut?
It's circling around me.
All me. Masturbation, maybe? Is that kind of a...
Yeah, that's a given, isn't it?
But I guess some people don't think it's normal straight away. Like, you're like, oh, is this normal to do? Until you kind of like, yeah, it is normal to do.
It's normal.
But it does become really strange when you do it repeatedly.
If you do it repeatedly, it becomes a bit weird.
God,
yeah.
It's becoming a bit like a chore. Why am I doing this again? Straight after. Opening a fridge.
Like to be honest, anything done repeatedly could seem bizarre. So this is a bit of a tricky one.
Opening a door, yeah.
It's like, just repeatedly doing anything that you'd usually only do once or twice is normal and then not.
You're just opening the door over and over
again. This hypothetical should be reframed. Things that you can do are normal, but if you do them repeatedly, you look fucking mad. Like, it's not really a question, it's just a statement. But, I mean, it's more... anything becomes strange when you do
them repeatedly. I can't think of anything that's normal.
Over and over again.
I'm trying to think. What do we do that's because I guess everything we have done that we think is normal, we've normalized to the point that I can't even think of what it is. Maybe putting clothes on is that's normal.
Or we just
but like when you continue
more
putting more and more clothes on, you're like, why am I still? I'm on four layers in. What am I doing?
It's a weird question.
God, I don't know.
I'm surprised.
It's a very strange question.
It got picked. I threw it in there. But yeah, I think we covered
Can you think of anything there, Trot? Like, what's
no.
you consider normal?
No. Blinking, but again, like, blinking's quite normal.
Does it have to be a bodily function? Yeah, does
and
it have
also,
to be a bodily
function? You kind of want to do it
well,
repeatedly, don't you? I've had two blinks today, I'm all right.
What about shaking someone's hand?
keep going. Yeah, shaking someone's hand continuously.
Multiple shakes.
Yeah, that would be.
That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird, wouldn't it? You wouldn't want to keep shaking someone's head. Or holding a shake is always
weird as Donald Trump.
Somebody.
Of course, yeah. Tugging them in.
Mm. Asking how someone
normal.
Is.
Asking...
How are you?
No, but how are you, though?
How are you?
Yeah, I know you answered, but I said, how are you? Answer me. Fuck, that's a hard one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even think of two.
It is weird. Yeah.
Fuck.
It is a weird one. I can give you the third Patreon, or we can move on to funny news.
You throw us the third one if you've got. You've clearly got one on your mind, mate.
I always post three to our patrons, and they pick the best.
Yeah,
two.
Well, they've thrown us on the second one there. Well done, Patreons, patrons.
All right,
rather.
The third and final one is okay. That's really dumb ones this week.
Okay,
would you prefer? To have no nose but have really good smelling fingers, or be blind but have a really nice smile.
Wait, hold on. So you can't smell, but so when you say good smelling, you mean the fingers smell nice,
really
or
the nice smelling
fingers? Do they smell nice
right,
to someone
can't
else?
Smell.
You can't smell your fingers, but like, I guess you don't have a nose, you don't know any different.
I mean, definitely the fingers, because sight is the best sense. Let's
definitely,
be, I mean,
yeah.
If you haven't got a nose.
Like, I wouldn't give a shit. I would rather see. I'm not smelling my way through, like, out of a burning bit. Well, I don't know why that's my
You'll
example.
You'll never know but, what your fingers smell like, and everyone's always complimenting, like, oh, my God, this is, like, the best smell.
I'll tell you what, that's not going to frustrate me. What's going to frustrate me is not being able to see that person's face or not being able to see anything ever. Like, that is just, like...
I suppose.
It's the best gift you were possibly given with.
Yeah.
And I think that, I would never want that removed in it. I mean, there's obviously, there's loads of senses, you know, I would love to keep. But seeing,
I'd like all of them.
Because would you rather see or would you see or hear? If you had to remove one,
see
every time.
Yeah, I think see.
Yeah. But hearing is often, but then like never hearing music again. That would suck.
But
I think I could. I get more out of seeing.
There's more information and insight as well. That's the thing.
I've got enough auditorial memory. If that's
just so right now, you've had enough. Have you tried? Had enough of hearing now?
Yeah, I feel like I could recall enough to get a gist of what's going on,
and it would instantly cure all of your problems with.
Well, you're not going to hear a car coming.
What?
But I'm sure I'll jump to that. But
the road I'm crossing has one of those little spinny things underneath the stop button.
And the future is electric cars. You can't hear those fuckers coming.
Wait,
anyway,
that's for blind people. Sorry. I'd look both ways. I'd like the hedgehog. That's what I'd do.
Charles really struggling with this concept of what he can and cannot experience.
Like, which sense am I lacking now?
which sense is best?
Well, they say Voldemort face would be the nose one.
Yeah, that's the other problem with having no nose is you have to deal with everyone judging your no nose.
Yeah. I think I've seen a guy who's got no nose and he's got like a fake nose on top and you can just pop it off when he wants.
Like a strap.
And it's just... I don't think so. I think it's kind of like there's like a, I think it's been drilled into this bone where like he clips it on a bit like a Mr. Potato Head.
So we can swap his nose out if you wanted to.
Yeah. You can pull it off. And then it's just those two nose holes. And it's like, well, yeah, shit. Okay. So you can.
It's kind of strange how humans are like really revolted by just something off the uncanny valley of a human face.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as it's slightly not quite normal, in quote marks, it's, like, horrible and scary. And I'm guessing that's because of evolution and decay.
I guess
and
pattern
death
recognition,
and
is it? Something to do with pattern recognition? Like, kind of, like, you're used to seeing a certain thing, and then when something's out of the ordinary, like you say, Uncanny Valley,
but why is it
then makes you kind of, like, a bit more aware or kind of, like, curious, I guess. Why is
sometimes
different?
It's also like that. Revulsion and repulsion to it, which is like almost like a instinctive evolutionary trait where it's like that signifies something bad and wrong and I shouldn't be near it because it could endanger me survival. I don't know, I'm talking about.
I think I know what you mean. I think I know what you're getting at but
it's a little judgy, it's a little unfair,
but with the, I mean,
I think that
the good thing about modern tech is there's a lot of things that can help those scenarios.
You can print whatever nose you want with a 3D printer.
There was a guy who had a complete face transplant, and that's like a very like new technology, new kind of thing. And I guess the creepiest part is that it's someone else's face, and there's like kind of a lot of procedures you need to go through to kind of verify or like get their family to say yes, you can use this person's face. But never, it will never look just like their face because of the bone structure and stuff. But like, still, it's kind of like that is Uncanny Valley. But it's amazing what they can do.
Yeah.
It's like, at what point is it weird? Because like, you can get skin grafts and stuff.
It's leftover.
You can get
brain.
Hair transplants from other people, but like someone's face, that's like highly valuable. It's like identifying a person, and taking someone's face is different from getting a skin graft from a butt cheek.
I think they've got a catalog to choose from. It's kind of, you just get what you're given. It's not like, well, can I get the guy who looks a bit like Brad Pitt? No. I'm sorry, you have to get this guy. Oh, but
we've
come on.
Filled and shaped the front of your face to make you super chiseled, bro. You got a giant spiky chin.
Spiky chin, they're just really...
really spiky chin.
Wow.
I also made your forehead a spike, so you're like a crescent moon.
I imagine there's unfortunately not many customization options at the time. They're kind of just like, well, we're experimenting here ourselves, so let's just see if we can make the first thing work.
It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
and
let's start from fresh.
The people that like have had these surgeries as well are coming from a place of like, it's still a massive improvement as well, which is like for them to feel not as self-conscious, I think, is a big part of it, where they're just like, I hate the way that people see me. Like, this means that it's slightly better. Like, it's still, you know, obviously
a bit more tolerated,
it's still pretty basic at the moment. But yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, but like you say, it's kind of like one of those pioneering surgeries at the moment. The real front.
Wasn't there a head transplant? Well,
must be a thing that, there's probably not as many opportunities to even do that kind of surgery either.
Mm.
So that's why it's like still just like in its infancy in that sense. Because it's just like, well, how many people? It's kind of people who've had like war injuries as well, right?
Yeah, all sorts of
suffered,
horrific
like,
things.
Huge jaw injuries, and all their face has been half blown off and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, yeah, we can sort it out, but it's experimental.
Yeah.
It was like 2018 or so that there was like that proposed first head plant surgery.
Head transplant.
Like a complete head transplant to another body.
Wait, no.
Were they trying?
And I don't know what happened with that.
No.
I don't think that's real, surely.
Ethics.
What about, can they do brain transplant? Like a full brain transplant?
I don't know.
That'd be amazing. I mean, it'd be really fucking freaky and like kind of super like sci-fi, but... A head transplant like sounds even more complex than just the brain transplant.
If you cut off the head.
It's not just a fucking... It's not plug and play.
Whose
it's not
body's... Just... Who is what, though, at that point? Like, if you're putting a head on someone else's body, who owns what part of that body?
I think your head is you, right? Like, your brain is you, right?
You're just in a mech suit, a flesh
and
mech
I think,
suit.
Yeah, you are just in... You were just dealt with this, and that's what you get. And then, yeah, right. Like, your personality and stuff is in your brain, right? That's your thinking box.
What if it's in my
obviously
ass?
They say your gut affects a lot of these things.
Yeah, that's true. Like the micro organisms in your gut dictate a lot of the decisions you make.
Just to clarify, there's no research done in any of our comments here. We don't know anything about head transplants or brain transplants.
The head transplant thing I'm
don't
more
recommend
dubious
it.
On.
I'm literally picturing a Lego head, popping it off, changing the body, popping another one on. I don't think it's like that.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like, the thing about all of this stuff, like you say, with what makes you, and like, how the gut plays a role in regulating the production of neurotransmitters in the brain, and how those neurotransmitters infect your personality.
Yeah.
Should we use the scientific term if we're talking on this level? The gutty works.
The gutty works. Of course. I mean, but the thing is, it's like a lot of these things, especially when it comes to personality and especially when it comes to what makes you, is it's a holistic approach, which I think literally means essentially the whole body rather than the individual elements of it. Mm. So, it's hard to say, if you had a full head transplant, who would that person be? Really, I think you'd always have to say it's a body transplant, not a head transplant.
Right,
because, because, the head...
Yeah.
Why would you ever be in a situation where you're like, oh, I need a new head, which is going to also, like, unless you're taking the brain out of your head and putting it in somebody else's head.
Yeah.
Like,
so it's whittled down to the brain, is it?
Yeah.
As like the signifier of that's the person.
The storer of memories is where you, because your memories shape you, right? And that's those things you remember.
Well, if it turns
those
out,
are things.
Our science is lacking, and our memories are actually like all over our body.
They could be
different.
Well, that's what they do. Say. Well, yeah, like we were saying about the gutty works, that there are some neurological effects from your guts. So who knows if that actually makes a big difference as well. But I think the primary drive is in your brain.
I'd agree. I think that the stuff with the gutty works largely is based on the microbiome of culture of flora in your guts, like you were talking about, does indeed influence your decisions, because they can literally make you crave certain foods. If you eat a lot of a certain food, that increases the amount of a certain kind of microbiotic or whatever in your stomach, and that makes you crave that food more, because they can communicate, the gut communicates with the brain in order to tell it what it wants, what the body needs. Equally, it's also the gut helps in the production and supply of serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter which allows messages to be sent between the neurons in your brain, and is the leading theory as to what causes depression, anxiety, and personality disorders. Is currently the best treatment for that is something called a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which basically keeps more serotonin in the brain. So there's this theory about how mental health and what you eat are more related than we think, because it essentially helps to regulate the amount of neurotransmitters in your brain. So it's fascinating. It's amazing.
There's a psychological element as well, though. It's like, all right, so imagine you wake up and you're everything you knew from your entire body and your face. Let's say it was a brain transplant. You are now inside someone else's body, like a Freaky Friday scenario, that would mess with your head a lot, I think. And I think there's no, I mean, I don't think it matters.
Is this
which
a brain
body.
Transplant or a head transplant?
This is going to be a brain transplant, not full head, because obviously full head, you keep your face,
first
right?
First of all, I'm like, Christ, my eyes are close together.
Well, they deal with this in Altered Carbon a little bit.
Oh, really?
The sci-fi show Altered Carbon, they have people, they call a body a skin. Okay. So the mind or the personality of the person is held within a little chip that goes into the base of the neck. And so basically they can change bodies. And there is this moment when they go to a new body where they have to like adjust and be like, holy shit, okay, this is so weird. Like, my experience, who I am, is just entirely changed.
Like, your heart rate, like, your physical feeling of, like...
Oh, sorry, a sleeve. You're right, sorry. It's a sleeve, my bad. Not a sleeve.
Yeah, that must be fucking trippy as hell, like, just to be in a different body. And also speak with different vocal cords.
Yeah.
And have
your voice is
no
not your voice anymore.
I don't know.
But I guess your accent would be the same because of the way your brain is trained.
Potentially,
that.
But your voice,
your vocal cords would be different. So whatever you're saying is coming
through. And the shape of your mouth and your tongue. Yeah. So even if you're saying to say something a certain way, it'll come out slightly different with this setup.
So it's going to take us a long
time
to get used
to it. It's
like
learning to read and write again. Mm.
But I think that would psychologically like mess with you a lot. Yeah, that'd be a real struggle, I think. Especially if you were dealt a shittier hand, you know?
Well, we best get used to the concept by the time we're old. Obviously, I'm going to transplant my brain into a very useful body.
Yeah, okay. Useful body, keep the head, or brain complete?
Brain, just brain.
Brain. So you'll have old head on
brain
young spot. Body?
No, just brain.
Just brain, okay,
into
just brain.
Into a useful body.
Into useful body and completely, okay.
But like we're only a couple hundred years away from that, but I don't think that's going to happen in our lifetimes.
I feel like it'll be treated in the same way as cloning, like very, very like morally
ethically,
questionable. Yeah. Like because it would be a very case sensitive scenario.
I think people will go mad
on my
quite
island.
Frequently. I think people will go mad, right? Like eventually.
But
like
the way that people are changing their bodies now, you think, like, you know, that's not a far, I mean, obviously scientifically it's a million miles away, but like that's where people want to be. They don't want to be themselves anymore. They want to be that person they're seeing represented in various social medias or whatever,
the best version of,
and they're like, well, I want that and I want the attention brought by it, but you don't fuck all about their real life, so do you? We went too deep. Let's pull
too
it back
deep.
A bit. We can end on some funny stories. I don't know how long we've been podding.
Chuck for.
A good 40 Chuck minutes
another,
now.
Yeah, we're 40 minutes, but chuck yeah, a funny news in.
Let's see what's on here. These are left from last week. Oh, what's this one? This one's sent in from Alex Wright. I just saw peas, as in pissing. The headline says, Brass against release statement on front woman peeing on willing fan on stage at Welcome to Rockville. So this is just I think we talked about pissing or was it just a sport, water sports in general last time? Did we talk about pissing on people last time? Or was that in a video? I'm not sure. I mean, we've definitely discussed pissing on people and whether that's something that we would want to be done to ourselves. But some performer here of a band decided to piss on a fan during COVID times. That's impressive.
Oh, damn.
It says here, they Brass Against is the name of the band, stole the show yesterday when frontwoman Sofia Urista peed on a willing fan while performing on stage as she sang Rage Against the Machine's Wake Up. Urista unleashed a powerful stream as the fan lay face up on the festival stage. In case you're unfamiliar with Brass Against, the rock collective creates brass versions of songs from Tool, Rage Against the Machine, Soundgarden, Black Sabbath, and many others.
My God.
Sorry, this reminds me. Have you heard of Shed 7 before?
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were gone. They're back. Right. Shed 7. I couldn't name a song that they've made, but I just found that really interesting. I saw that yesterday. And Block Party are coming back.
They've already been back a few times.
Oh,
do you mean
really?
Back? Like, they've got a different lineup that's
I like
worse.
Some of their older stuff.
Yeah, me
anyway,
too.
Anyway, they didn't piss on people.
So, Shed 7 I only know because there was a guy at my school called Edward, and people called him Sheddy Eddie, and then eventually that just evolved into Shed 7.
Sheddy Eddie to Shed 7, okay.
Yeah. Because he always used to hang around up the allotments.
Shetty, oh, he's Shetty character.
But this This article continues. It's fucking crazy. Anyway, a fan in attendance got golden showered for reasons that remain unclear. He appeared to have a GoPro on his head at first, but it fell off as he began to lay on the ground. The dude seemed to enjoy himself, though, with the crowd going absolutely nuts as Eurista let loose on the guy. The band continued playing throughout the bridge of Wake Up, like everything was normal, while Eurista repeated Zach De La Rocha's haunting "I think I heard a shot" lyric. Once the stream ceased, the pea-drinking gentleman celebrated like his first child had just been born. He rattled off some Tiger Woods arm pumps and followed up by spraying pee from his mouth like Triple H entering the ring at WrestleMania. If you actually want to watch the footage, click here. I do want to see this fucking
footage of it.
I'm not sure you can show this on Twitch.
No, you can't show it on Twitch.
Oh my God. But like,
I just watched it.
It's horrible.
God. Oh,
it's really horrible. Write it on YouTube.
Oh my God, the flow. It's the flow. We're not showing this to anyone. But like, my God, that's a fucking geyser of piss. Fuck me. But like, at what point is that how does that go about? Like, oh my God, I cannot believe that. How does that happen?
She was desperate, and she was like, you know, I'm going to make a meal out of this. Bring a fan on stage.
He's making the meal out of it. And to the point where he's swilling it around and spraying it on other people.
Oh,
that's amazing.
My
that is amazing
God.
That happened. But I'm more impressed by the literally that looked like somebody smashed open one of those fire hydrants in like America. Like it just literally gushed out.
That's a full bladder
that's
right
insane.
There.
That is insane.
That's fucked
but,
up.
Yeah, they've not released a statement on why that happened. They just kind of just said, yeah.
They did. They tweeted. Oh. We had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville. Sophia got carried away. That's not something the rest of us expected, and it's not something you'll see again at our shows. Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona.
I mean, that's good publicity, though. In the sense that, like, that's gotten... That,
yeah.
We're talking about it.
I mean, yeah.
But then now everyone's going to be like, well, piss on me. Like, there's going to be a load of... There's going to be a different genre of audience going to these brass against...
Wet
pee on
the
me.
Stage was
yeah.
like
yeah, and smelly
live wires there.
Yes. Like that's
going to be like
right next
horrible.
To a monitor.
There's a fountain.
Holy
of piss.
Shit!
It was genuinely a fountain.
And all
if
the electrics.
The video, go check it out. Honestly,
it's gross.
I mean,
they tweeted as well saying we're still processing. This was profoundly unexpected.
But that's my question. Like, did they? They haven't.
No, the band didn't expect it.
Well, this is what I mean. Did she say, like, I'm going for a piss? And then someone goes, jumps on stage, and then it's like, well, I'm going to piss on their face.
The preamble.
Or is there like a sign language that I don't understand where she made a symbol and some guy jumped on stage, led there, and just took the piss? Or was she just like, get off the fucking stage, I'm going to piss on you, and then pissed on him?
I don't know.
I'd like to know a bit more context. I'm surprised this doesn't really go deep
down. Was anyone
there? Yeah, if anyone in the audience here is... was there? Let's know a bit more details because that
were
is
you pissed?
So.
Were you the person?
Yeah, swilling piss and spraying out like
like Triple H.
Triple H going to WrestleMania. That is nuts. That is really good. But no, Stumpy just asked if we would do that in YogCon. We would not piss on people. No,
of course not at YogCon, but we will do it at our Dead Nuts shows.
Different vibes. And if we need a piss, at least we know that that's clearly an option. Is that a crime to piss on someone publicly? We've gone through the public thing. I'm pretty sure someone emailed us about whether that's also a crime.
Yeah,
they established that it was actually a crime because you're in public.
You could argue the owner of the event location is like public defecation.
Yeah. Someone in the audience would have to press charges, wouldn't they? Or be like, I would like to speak to someone about this.
Yeah. I didn't want to see this kink act.
Kink act.
When I paid for music.
Fucking hell. It's the spray of it. It was so fucking... It was forceful. It was quite the shower.
I just wanted to hear a brass version of Rage Against the Machine, and instead I got
brass.
A fucking waterfall of piss.
Just here for the brass, baby.
Ring it around your toilet. Like you need a fucking piss. Yeah.
Well, they might gain more of an audience, but maybe not the audience they necessarily wanted before. But it's fine. It's good. It's something interesting. There you go. That's some funny news
cool.
for you.
It's insane.
There you go.
Nice.
What a nice way to wrap up this Het Chat this week. Hey, if you've got any interesting, funny news stories like that one, please send them in to our email, hetchat at hat-films.com. And that's also the place that you can send us those wonderful fingles, just like Furion did. And you get to listen to the whole thing in a minute, which is great. Mm. Any final words?
Thanks for...
piss drinkers here.
Oh, we're not the piss drinkers, are we?
Wow. Prove us wrong.
Maybe, one day.
I don't want to drink
this. I wouldn't drink it. I might spit it out. But I certainly wouldn't lay on stage preparing for it. Unless he was trying to get an under... what was he trying to do? I'm baffled by it. Either way, no, so final words. Thanks for the fingal. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of it. Send in your fingals as well. We're liking them. They're good.
You're watching the video again, aren't you? Yeah. And it's just...
It's insane.
I wish I could see the guy's face. Just like... like that warble garble dog.
You wouldn't be able to breathe for a period. Anyway, right. Have a great week. Try not to think about this anymore. Or go watch the video and watch it a lot.
Yeah, it's out there.
And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.